It's White Christmas, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha and Santa and Jingle. We got a house full in here. We have a special guest also from Allen's Heating and Air, Kevin Byrosh. And Kevin, you're going to tell us some tips about what to do with our heat pumps in this cold weather that we're expecting to get. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. So tell us what we need to know and how we should treat our unit. And what we need, if there's anything special we need to do.
Okay, so for as far as heat pumps are concerned, you do not want to switch them over to emergency heat. You want to leave them, let them run.
Okay.
They do actually defrost themselves.
Okay.
Now with the rain and freezing ice and stuff, you might want to keep an eye on it. If you start to see ice build up on the top or hear noising in the fan blade, that's when you'd want to switch it over to emergency heat so you don't damage anything.
Okay.
But they actually do put out quite a bit of heat, even in that really cold weather. And like I said, they do defrost themselves.
Okay, so if you do start seeing ice buildup out there in the unit, then you turn it to emergency heat, and then do you just keep an eye on it at that point? What do you do it from
there?
Yeah,
I mean, you keep an eye on it. Like I said, as long as it's running and you don't hear any noise or anything coming from the outside, crazy noises, it will thaw itself out.
Okay.
Big thing is, yeah, you'll see ice on the outside of it as it builds up. Frost will build up on it, but it will thaw itself out. Just watching for icicles on the blades. They don't damage anything.
Okay.
You always put cold water over it after it's shut off.
Okay.
With all the blades out. If there's ice built up on them. Change your filter. Make sure you got a clean filter in for this weekend for sure.
Okay. So those people who don't change them on a regular basis or ever this weekend, before this weekend, will be a good time to do it.
Yes, you will probably have a problem this weekend then.
How often are you supposed to change these filters?
Once every 30 days.
Okay, every 30 days.
Yes.
So if you don't change the filter and it could it freeze up? What kind of damage would that cause?
Usually what happens if your lack of airflow will cause like the outdoor unit to shut down on its own. Too much pressure. So these are all high airflow units. The heat pumps are nowadays.
Okay.
So they need a nice clean filter in them. It'll just won't heat as well. You'll start noticing a lack of heat. Your electric bill will start going up and up and up.
And
that's a good sign something's wrong.
Okay. All right. Any other good tips that people may need to be aware of?
If you haven't turned your gas furnace on yet, you might want to fire it up, make sure it is working, and check your propane tanks. Because if they're out of propane, you call us. We can't do anything for you for as far as heat is concerned.
Another thought, I know that the average person doesn't have the tools or the training to clean their own ductwork, but isn't it a decent idea to vacuum out your returns and things like that?
Doesn't hurt a thing at all to do that. But like I said, the major component is the unit itself inside the house, and changing the filter will help prevent that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in and giving us some tips. It is going to get really, really cold, so we want to make sure that everybody has resources to be able to take care of their heat pumps or their whatever source of heat they use. What do you suggest about for tips for people who have who don't necessarily have heaters, but they've got like individual heaters that they plug in? Any kind of ideas of what people need to be aware of for that?
Yeah, don't want to overload your circuits in your house.
Okay.
So don't have them anywhere other than where you're at.
Okay.
Definitely carbon monoxide detectors for gas furnaces. Need to have at least two in the house, primarily where you can take a nap or sleep. By the unit does you no good. Because if it's got any carbon monoxide coming out, it will be at the registers.
Okay.
So you want it some bedrooms, living room, places like that.
Okay. Kevin Byrosh from Allen's Heating and Air, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
And we are Quixie 98.3.